I wrote several books before PH Miracle. I wrote the One Sickness, One Disease, One Treatment because I had this etiology that I thought about for years, and then I started testing this theory that there's only one sickness and one disease, and that's the over-acidification of the blood and tissues due to an inverted way of living, eating, and thinking. I thought, oh wow, it's our lifestyle and diet that literally impacts how we're feeling. Whether we suffer a condition, it's not something that you get. You don't get cancer, you don't get diabetes, you have to do it with lifestyle choice. It's a matter of choice. And so if you choose to be healthy, there's only one health. We don't talk about many healths, but in the medical community, we talk about many diseases. But there's not many diseases, there's only one disease. And that disease is all expressed in how we maintain the alkaline design of the human body. So after 30 years of research, after the university, 30 years of researching this, I found two very important things. The first thing that I found was that the human body is alkaline in its design. Everywhere in the body needs to be alkaline. And I don't know if you understand what alkalinity means, but scientifically, there's a scale that goes from 0 to 14. 7 is the midpoint. Anything above 7 is alkaline. Anything below 7 is acidic. Well, our body fluids are alkaline at 7.365 to 7.4. The ocean is alkaline at 8.3 to 8.4. You see, health resides in a healthy alkaline state. That was my first premise. My second premise was this, that all functions of the human body, breathing, eating, moving our bodies, the heart beating, metabolism, all produced waste products, acids, that if not properly eliminated through the four channels of eliminations, which are what? Defecation, urination, perspiration, and respiration. If we don't eliminate these toxins, then guess where they go? They go out into the connective tissues. They go out into the fatty tissues. Well, if it goes out into the fatty tissues of a woman, that's called breast cancer. If acids aren't removed out of these tissues, they can set up the condition we call disease. But it's only caused by one thing. And that one thing is the over-acidification of the blood, then tissues, because the blood has to maintain its delicate pH balance at 7.365. Any acid, if not eliminated, is pushed out into the connective tissues and the fatty tissues. It's the reason why people get fat. It's not because they're overweight, it's because they're over-acid. You see, and losing weight can be very problematic. If you're trying to lose weight and not change your diet, then that could be very dangerous. You could actually damage your organs. But if you're losing the weight by reducing the acid loads to your system, by what you eat and what you drink and how you live your life, then of course losing weight is a healthy thing. So when I look at someone that's overweight, I don't look at them as fat. I look at them as, okay, they just don't understand the proper ways of eating, the proper ways of drinking, okay, the proper ways of exercise. How do we maintain that alkaline design? How do we get these acids that are being produced by metabolism out through the channels of elimination? Because once they get blocked, it's kind of like a drain that gets blocked, everything starts backing up. Okay, and when things start backing up, that's not a good situation. So we want to keep cleanliness from within and health from within, and we do that by maintaining the alkaline design of the body. So that has to then consider what we are eating, what we're drinking, and how we're living our life, even what we're thinking. Are we exercising on a daily basis? Are we juicing our foods? Are we getting concentrations of live, whole foods into our bodies to help restore our body, restore our blood, and then our body tissues? But that was the foundational premise of my research for the last 30 years. So when I'm working with a child with diabetes, whether it be type 1 or type 2, I realized that diabetes was the symptom. What I had to find was what was causing it. So I would ask the child, what are you eating? What are you drinking? You know, and I'd find out these children are constipated. And once I removed the channels, removed the constipation or the blockage of elimination, and I started alkalizing their bodies by getting them to juice and eat healthy alkaline foods, guess what? The diabetes went away. And that was so unbelievable. Because what I had discovered is the cure for type 1 diabetes. And we successfully have continued to do this over and over and over again in spite of, let's say, the current medical model, which is to take insulin for the rest of your life. And we're going, guess what, kids? Guess what, parents? There is another way if you choose it. You just need to have the knowledge on how to maintain this body. And so the manual that I created, you know, because when we were born, we didn't come with a manual. So the manual that I created was with my wife, Shelley. We created a manual called the PH Miracle. And this PH Miracle book is a manual on how to take care of this alkaline body and how to put the right kinds of foods into the body, and then how to maintain that alkalinity and how to keep the channels of elimination clear. The PH Miracle book that my wife and I wrote, like we wrote it over 10 years ago, and it was just republished just last year. So it's been revised and updated because we've been learning a lot of things along the way. But when we came up with the name, the PH Miracle, PH standing for perfectly healthy, okay? Actually, scientifically, it stands for the potential of hydrogen, but, you know, what is that? Most of us aren't scientists, and so I like, you know, someone says, well, what does pH stand for? Well, it stands for being perfectly healthy. But the pH deals with that scale, 0 to 14, 7 being neutral, and realizing that our bodies are base, they're alkaline by design, at 7.365 to 7.4. Like the ocean waters are also alkaline. So that was important. That part of the book really talks about the biochemical nature that we are. We are a body of water. When we're born, we're 90% water. When we're dead, we're about 50 to 60% water. Most of us live dehydrated at 70% water. We're just not drinking enough, which is why we need to get more concentrated fluids into our body, particularly juices. But the miracle is this, and combining those two words together, pH miracle, it's a natural phenomenon between the cause and effect relationship. You see, today in medicine, we treat effects, and we don't understand the cause. What is the cause of cancer? What is the cause of diabetes? What is the cause of acne? What is the cause of GERD or acid reflux? We don't understand the cause, but we end up treating the effects as if we do understand the cause, and a lot of the treatments that are being postulated are actually harmful to the body. Some more so than others. So understanding the cause, this cause and effect relationship, is what the PH miracle is about. It literally gives you the understanding of what causes all sickness and disease. And then with that, once we understand the cause, we can then develop a protocol that can help prevent disease, because I believe the cure for cancer, diabetes, and all other symptomologies is not in its treatment, but is in its prevention. It's not more medication, it's more education. We need to empower ourselves with the knowledge of how do I take care of this body. So in writing the PH Miracle, that becomes the manual on how to take care of your body. And juicing is the foundation of taking care of your body, getting concentrated liquids into the body, because the body can only take liquid at an alkaline pH of 8.4 to build the foundational embryonic cells or stem cells to make new blood. You see, our bodies are made from blood. Our bones are made from blood. Our skin is made from blood. Our liver is made from blood. And our heart and our lungs and our liver and our bones and our muscles are only as healthy as our blood. And our blood is only as healthy as what we're eating and what we're drinking and what we're thinking. So once we understand the cause as an over-acidification process that's building up that then leads to the effect, which is the symptom, and then we look at those effects and say, how can we reverse these conditions by not taking medicine, but by empowering us with education to be able to transform and giving back to each individual the power and the control to manage the quality and quantity of their life? I mean, how would that be? I mean, what would someone pay for that? If I could teach you how to maintain the quality and quantity of your life, what price tag would you pay? But you see, for me, I think it should be free. Everyone should know this. That's why we wrote the book, The PH Miracle. I'll tell you, when you begin this program and you start putting in the proper nutrients in the body, when you start putting the proper energy, which is in raw whole foods, alkaline foods, foods that are going to maintain that alkaline design, you will emphatically, emphasis added on emphatically, start feeling more energy. Because energy that the body uses is in the form of an electron. Somebody says, well, what is that? It's a charge. It's an electrical charge. Our bodies are electrical. Our body's electric. How do we know that? Well, you would never do this. Don't put your finger in a light socket. You know, you'll feel how electrical you are. Our bodies conduct electricity. Our bodies eat, we eat food. We absorb light for its electrical potential. That's the only reason. Nutrients are the carriers of that electrical potential, which our body feeds on. We are electrical light beings, like a light bulb. And the matrix by which that light travels, that electrical energy, is salt. It's the reason why our fluids are salted with sodium. They're not salted with calcium or magnesium or potassium. I mean, it's the same with fish. I mean, the ocean is a body of salt water. Why? Because that's the matrix by which all life flows. And so, you know, this saline solution, and that's why I juice celery, because it's, you know, it's a high concentrated food of sodium, which is critical to life. I mean, sodium is as critical to life as air itself. If you don't have sodium, you die. And you die as fast as if you were to not have oxygen. So sodium becomes. And so when we're juicing and we're looking at foods and we're talking about nutrients, we're looking at the basic components of sodium, magnesium, potassium, and calcium. And these foundational four alkalizing elements that help to maintain the alkaline design of the body. But on a program like this, you're going to feel more energy. And after 12 weeks, I can promise you this. It happens every day. Someone will come up to you and they'll say this. I don't know what you're doing, but I want to do this. Or they'll say this. You look 10 years younger. Or they'll say this. Who's your plastic surgeon? You know, have you had plastic surgery done? And you can actually say, actually, I got the best solution. And it'll save you thousands of dollars. You can fire your plastic surgeon if you want to get rid of wrinkles. This is the fastest cure for wrinkles, if you want to use that word. But I like to use the word reversing of skin that's dehydrating and starts wrinkling. When you start hydrating your body with alkalinity, with the right kind of water, with the right kinds of alkaline juices, wow. You know, your eyes start to sparkle. Your skin becomes supple and soft and wrinkle-free. You see, you're going to look 10 years longer. And here's the big benefit. When you live an alkaline lifestyle and diet, as we've outlined in our pH Miracle books, you're going to put quality years on the back end. So when you're 70, 80, and 90, and even 100, at 100, you're going to feel as good as when you felt when you were in your 50s. Because you've established a protocol which helps to maintain alkalinity and the design of the body, and so it doesn't break down anymore. It's kind of like a car. If you change the oil, if you change the filter, if you, you know, put the right petrol or energy into the car, right? The car can last hundreds of thousands of miles. But if you don't change the oil, and you don't change the filter, and you don't take care of your car, it breaks down. Now, the unfortunate thing is that most people take better care of their cars than they do their bodies. If you apply the same principles of maintaining health and energy and vitality and alkalinity to the body and taking good care by what you eat, what you drink, and how you manage your lifestyle, then, of course, this car, this body is going to last for a long, long time. And it's been said, if you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live? You know, Shelley and I, and I have to give Shelley the credit, because she really started us on this path. I mean, I was taking vitamins and mineral supplements, and I was exercising, but Shelley and I became vegetarians in 1974, a long time ago. And she started us on the juicing path. And I was happy that she did that, because when I was just drinking the juice, I did feel better. I didn't know why I felt better. I just felt better drinking the juice. And we were drinking it every day. In fact, we've been juicing now for over 30 years. So we've been doing it for a long time. But we didn't differentiate in what we were juicing. It wasn't until I got into the science of juicing and started understanding the importance of juicing, that I started getting excited about, hey, why am I doing this? I mean, now I've got purpose. I'm not doing it just because my doctor said, or my wife said, or this will, my coach said, hey, this will bring you greater health, and just not going with my gut feeling, like, well, this feels good, but I wanted to know why. Why is juicing so powerful? And so what I did was, being a microbiologist, I started studying juice and looking at juices under the microscope and looking at their structures. And then I started to look at people who were drinking juice and looking at their blood and comparing it to those who weren't juicing. And then I started looking at those who were sick and tired and looking at their blood and what they were eating, and then changing that diet, starting out with liquefied foods, juicing as being the foundation of a health program and the foundation of the pH Miracle program. And I realized over a period of time that there was something to this. And so I started doing clinical studies. And what I found was that when you start juicing, you start providing the body a concentration of material that can build new embryonic stem cells right in the gut, and from that can build new healthy blood, and from there build new organs. And I saw the restorative benefits of juicing that was so powerful that very, very, very few people understood. And so I even then differentiated it even more from, well, what kind of vegetables and fruit were the most powerful? And I discovered that some of the most powerful fruit were the green ones, like cucumber, like celery, not celery, but like avocado. And some of the most powerful green vegetables, leafy vegetables like spinach. And we started putting those in combination. So we started making juices of spinach and avocado and cucumber and celery and parsley, and these were green juices. And it wasn't something that you necessarily drank and went, wow, it does taste good, but this is different. But you felt this life force and energy. And then I started testing my blood. And I started testing the blood of others who started these green juices, fruit juices and vegetable juices, and I noticed that the hemoglobin started building. And I noticed that the hematocrit, which is the blood volume, started increasing. And then I noticed that the red count started to become more normalized, particularly for people that are anemic. And there's lots of those people around that are tired, that have anemic, or they have poor blood. And I realized that it was simply they weren't eating the right kinds of blood-building foods. And that in a concentrated form, that we could accelerate that process through juicing that would help build these foundational embryonic cells that build the blood, which then build all the rest of the body organs. And so that is an integral part of the pH Miracle program, is starts each day with a green drink, with a green shake. I mean, that's what I had for breakfast. And breakfast is probably the most important meal of the day. And juicing has been part of our lives now for 30 years. And that's why I feel so vibrant and energetic, and my body is fit, it's healthy. Shelly and I went out and had a bone density test, and we have the bones of 20-year-olds. And we have the blood of a 20-year-old. And we've got the strength and health and fitness of a 20-year-old. Juicing helps to keep your body alkaline by providing the alkaline minerals. And most of these that I've talked about, like broccoli, spinach, celery, cucumber, avocados, are all high in potassium. And potassium is the major element for alkalizing the fluids of the body. So the pH Miracle is a high potassium type diet. It focuses on raising these electrolytes that are so essential to maintaining the alkaline zone of the body that you get in concentration by going towards, you know, these types of vegetables in a concentrated form, and fruits that I've just mentioned.
Okay. Somebody out there watching this program, they're sick, they might have a disease. You told me a story earlier about the goldfish and the analogy.
Okay.
Can you tell me?
Yeah, in the pH Miracle book, there is a simple analogy. And it starts out with a question. And the question is this. If you had a fishbowl and you had a goldfish and that goldfish was sick, what would you do? Would you treat the fish or would you change the water? Now think about that question. The obvious or common sense answer is, oh, well, I would change the water. And in thinking a little bit further, you would change the water because the fish is only as healthy as the water it swims in. So the fish is a metaphor for the human cell. The human cell is only as healthy as the water it's bathed in, and that bath is a bath of alkalinity. And when that fluid is compromised by an over-acidic lifestyle and diet, then cells begin to break down prematurely. This is what causes aging. You see, when you start juicing, you begin the process of reversing aging, because when you're juicing, you're going to be putting back these alkalizing elements that help to maintain the alkaline design of the body, that helps to maintain the integrity of the cell that makes up all your tissues and organs. You see, isn't that cool to finally understand why I'm juicing? I mean, not just doing it because somebody said, oh, it tastes good, or yeah, you know, it may make you healthy, but you really don't know why. But you actually are doing it because you're focused on the cause. You're focused on what is health. Health is maintaining an alkaline environment. That's what health is. And if you want to maintain fitness, because a lot of people exercise, and then they'll stop exercising, and they'll break down really quickly, and they'll do that because of what they're eating. But if you're eating an alkaline diet and you're exercising, okay, then your fitness is going to be maintained. Okay, so you go off a week or two. You're not going to have the deterioration that someone who's on an acidic diet. What's an acidic diet? A diet that's strong in in animal proteins and dairy products and lots of complex carbohydrates. Because you get the low carbohydrates, like the spinach, the celery, the cucumber, the broccoli, and some of the good healthy fats that come from avocado and that come from hemp or come from flax or olive oil. And you start putting good healthy oils in the body. And why would you do that? In fact, we put the oils in the juice too as well, because it helps to build the membranes, the lipid membranes that make up every cell in the human body. So this whole analogy that you're only as healthy as the water you're bathed in, when you realize that when you were born, you're 90% water, that to maintain hydration is critical, but it has to be an alkaline state. And juicing becomes a very critical point in helping to maintain that alkalinity in order to maintain the health of the human cell. Because the human cell is only as healthy as the alkaline fluids it's bathed in, just like the fish is only as healthy as the alkaline fluids it's bathed in. I think living to 100 disease-free is really, you know, not setting the goal high enough. I mean, that should be just taken for granted. I mean, oh yeah, you know, Dad's 100 years old. Yeah, he just gave his 100-year birthday speech and celebration. You see, the goal should be that we can live to 150 or to 200. I think we limit our thinking because we don't understand this body and how to maintain its health and vitality and fitness. See, I've given you the secret to youth. The secret to youth is maintaining the alkaline design of the body and feeding your body alkaline foods, and maintaining that vitality and fitness is really based upon how you manage those internal fluids. It's kind of like a swimming pool. Well, let's see. You know, the guy comes out to our home and tests the pool. What is he testing for? He's testing the pH. He wants to know if it's in alkaline balance, because if it isn't, guess what starts showing up? Bacteria, yeast, and mold. And that's what happens to our bodies. You see, when you realize that you don't get old, you mold, then you'll start taking care of the fluids of the body. It's just like the swimming pool. Mold does not appear, algae does not appear in an alkaline environment. But when the pH starts dropping, you know, then mold and bacteria and yeast start appearing. It's an effect. It's an effect, it's not causative. It's just kind of like wrinkles on the body. Blemishes, you start getting spots. People look at my hands and they're clear. There's no spots on these hands. Why? Because I maintain the internal environment. If you want healthy skin like this at the age of 60, then you have to manage the internal fluids, because your skin is an expression of what's happening on the inside. And juicing is the foundation of healthy skin. Because healthy skin is a product of blood, and blood is a product of what you're eating and what you're drinking. And when you're drinking alkaline juices, that are high in potassium, magnesium, sodium, and calcium. That's how you keep your skin healthy and wrinkle-free. Owning a juicer is the single most important thing that you should have in a kitchen. If I go into a kitchen, the first thing that I'm looking for is the juicer, because that's how I start my breakfast out. Breakfast should start out with a fresh juice. It's concentrated life force or energy in the form of concentrated electrical potential in the form of electrons. That's what our body runs on. It doesn't run on carbohydrates, doesn't run on fat, it doesn't run on protein, doesn't run on calories, it runs on electricity. Our bodies are electric, and they need electrons, and those electrons are what make raw foods, and especially juice foods, which are concentrated energy force or life force, concentrated electrons, that literally gives you the spark of life. You literally feel the energy flowing in you when you start your day out with fresh juice. You know, the science of juicing is very, very interesting. I've got to know why I'm doing something. You know, not just do it because somebody said. You know, I want to know the benefits of the juice. Not just in the sense of something, vague like, well, you may feel more energy. You'll feel better. Your elimination will improve. But I want to know how it works. I want to know the etiology of juicing. And what I have found, not only on myself, but hundreds of thousands of my patients around the world in over 72 different countries, when you start juicing, your blood count's still going up. I mean, we measure blood counts. We start at a baseline, we get people juicing, and all of a sudden their blood counts start going up. They start building not only the right quantity of blood, but the quality of the blood also improves. And we can visualize that using live blood cell microscopy. We can literally see the changes at the cellular level by juicing. And then we quantify that. That's what's exciting about this. We quantify the changes in the blood itself, in the white count, in the red blood count, in the hemoglobin counts, in the hematocrit counts. And we measure that. We measure the white cells. And we can see that the white cells calm themselves. And this is probably the best news I can give you. You see, when you're juicing, you're providing the best immunity to the body that you can, better than at any vaccination. Because what you're doing when you're juicing, you're literally providing a fluid and an energy source that's going to support the white blood cells against any sort of environmental toxin or, let's say, a toxin from a food that you might ingest. And so juicing becomes protective in supporting the immune system. When we look at the standard American diet, which I call the standard acidic diet, and how it impacts the quality of our health, I start looking at the blood and the quality of that blood, and then I start looking at also the channels of elimination and the types of foods that people are eating. And I've been asking these questions to thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people around the world. You know, I've looked at over 500 samples of blood, over 40,000 patients in over 72 different countries. And what I've found is what you eat and what you drink does impact how you feel. It impacts the quality of the blood. And so that's what has drawn me to juicing, because when I've shifted people away from foods that are acidic, what are some of the acidic foods? Some of the acidic foods would be animal proteins. Some of the worst are chicken and beef and pork. They don't digest, and so what happens is when you chew this food up, it goes partially undigested into your gut, ferments there, and causes flatulence, it causes indigestion. It eventually, as it continues to rot, it destroys the intestinal villi, which is the root system of your body, leading to all anemic conditions, iron deficiencies, blood deficiencies, leukemia, lymphatic conditions, and all cancers too as well. Disease begins in the gut. And if we're eating foods that are not going to break down to a liquid state, that are not going to be alkalizing to our blood and to our tissues and be foundational building blood, then these foods that we partake of are going to have the opposite effect of polluting the internal environment, polluting our rivers and streams and oceans, and literally bringing down the pH of our fluids. That's going to cause cells to start to transform. And when they start transforming, this is what gives birth to bacteria. It's what gives birth to yeast. It's what gives birth to mold. These particular microorganisms aren't present in the blood until we compromise it through what we eat, what we drink, and how we think. So when we're focused more on an alkaline diet, which would be more of a whole foods raw diet, alkaline diet, and I say raw because raw, when food is taken and it's overly cooked or processed, you lose the electrical potential. That's the life force. And you lose the biogenicity of the food. Now that's a big word, but biogenicity means it's the food's ability to transfer its life force to your life force. That's biogenicity. And so when you cook food, you lose that. So that's why Shelley and I have recommended a whole foods raw alkaline diet, because we're alkaline by design. And so those types of foods are all the green vegetables and the green fruit. Yes, we add color into it, so we'll use green peppers and red peppers and orange peppers and yellow peppers. We have lemons, we have, of course, limes, which are included, but you can use a lot of color too as well to accent the foundational green foods, which should be at the foundation of the foods that we eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the best way to eat those foods is to juice them, because when you juice them, you get a concentration of all of these fruits. If you were to juice and then reconstitute it, you say, well, you want me to eat all this food? I mean, it's just too much. But when you juice it and you get all that energy from that food and all the minerals from that food, that life force, you can take in a lot more. In fact, when you're juicing, you're actually eating more than you've ever eaten before, because it's concentrated food. And that's why it's so good for someone who wants to feel better, wants to have greater health, energy, and vitality, or someone who is sick and tired. Now, if someone who is sick and tired who's listening to me speak, they're going to go, well, you know, do I have to give up all these things? And the answer is no. What you have to do is just start juicing. Because as you start juicing and drinking juice, what you'll find as you begin to put more light force into your body, those foods that pull your energy down, you'll start losing the craving for these. You'll start losing the craving for sugar. You'll start losing the craving for protein, animal protein. You'll start losing the desire for coffee and tea and dairy products. And somebody says, well, do I have to give up coffee? I says, no, coffee will give you up. Do I have to give up tea? No, tea will give you up. Do I have to give up pork or chicken or beef or fish? No, it will give you up when you start putting light force energy in the form of juiced foods into your body, raw alkaline juicing. It's very, very powerful. And you know, the thing that's so powerful about this, if you'll do it for just 2 weeks, you'll literally begin changing the expression of the genetics, this epigenetic, nutrigenetics. You don't change the genes, but what you do is you change the expression and how those genes express themselves. And you'll find out that as you start incorporating a more green, alkaline, raw foods, whole foods diet and start juicing, that things will start changing for you. It only takes about 2 weeks. Juicing can start with a baby. Because, the baby starts out, let's say, with mother's milk. But rather than, if mother's milk's not available, rather than sugar water, which is a lot of the products that are out there that are being sold to mothers to try to imitate, let's say, the mineral content and sugar levels and what have you. But you see, to build a strong body, particularly someone that's just been born, you have to build the blood because that's what it's made from. And I can't think of anything better than alkaline green raw foods, whole foods, that are in a state that is in an alkaline state and in a juice state that the baby can drink. This is the way that they can build their blood and literally become a very strong, healthy baby as they're growing. But a liquid diet is, of course, common in babies. And of course, as you get into your childhood years, yes, you should continue juicing. So juicing should be part of your entire life, at birth all the way up to when it's time for you to die. You know, the beauty about juicing is that when you juice, the food now is in its perfect state to be transformed into embryonic and stem cells. You see, we only have one instrument in the human body to digest food, and that's the teeth. And if you don't liquefy your food with your teeth, you swallow it partially undigested, you're in trouble. You're setting yourself up for constipation, congestion, and damage to the intestinal villi that's going to lead to the effects of sickness, which are the sickness and diseases that we have so many names for. But when we're juicing, we're actually pre-digesting the food in a perfect state, and when we're when we are juicing, alkalizing raw whole foods that are high in these alkalizing minerals, we are actually taking in the best food that we could take into our bodies. When you get into the pH Miracle program, you'll actually find that there are many what we call pH miracles. People that have been terminal, people that have been type 1 diabetic and they think they've got to take insulin for the rest of their life, people that have been in wheelchairs, they can't walk, you know, and that's the limitation of what they understand. Because here again, a pH miracle is a natural phenomenon between the cause and effect relationship, and when you understand the cause and the effects, then you can establish a protocol that will help reverse these effects, because you're actually dealing with the cause, not the effect. You're not treating the disease, because there's no need to treat disease. Disease is only a manifestation of an over-acidic body. What you have to learn, I believe, is you have to understand that the body is alkaline by design, that there are certain foods that are alkalizing, there are certain foods and lifestyles that are acidifying. When you understand those, which are outlined in the book, then it doesn't really matter what the condition is. Everything is reversible. Everything. It's only the limitation of the person and his ability or her ability to actually apply the principles. And also time is of the essence too as well. So someone who has allowed their bodies to deteriorate, sometimes, you know, you don't have enough time to restore. But, you know, when your car is honking, you pay attention to it. You know, when your body's honking, you know, you have an ache or a pain or irritation, you have to pay attention to that, because those areas of irritation, inflammation, wherever they are in the body, is your body honking that it's over acid. And then if you can start thinking about, what am I eating, what am I drinking, you know, am I overstressed, am I exercising, what am I doing that is giving rise to these effects that will create excess acidity? Because you can't have pain without acid, and you can't have acid without pain. They're inseparable. So when you start eliminating these acidic contributors in your life and start alkalizing, and especially alkalizing with fresh juices, this is when you can then reestablish the alkaline design of the body and restore health, regardless of where you're at. And you know, the beauty about the pH Miracle program is the program doesn't suggest that things can't happen in a positive way. It's really, the limitation is really the person and how they apply the principles. And so if you apply these principles of alkalizing and energizing the body, starting out with a foundation of juicing, particularly of the green foods and the green drinks, this is how you get going. This is how you restore your body. Juicing is, for the first 2 weeks, I mean, it's everything. Juicing is everything. I mean, everything that one eats when they're on this program for the first 2 weeks has been juiced. It's been pureed. It's critical because that's the foundational challenge, is that people have blocked elimination organs. And we can't be putting more solid food on top of food that's been undigested. And we've got to get those channels open. And we've got to then put concentration of food back into the body to energize the body, but also we've got to start building blood at a higher rate, at a more rapid rate. And so juicing becomes the foundation of this whole particular program. And you may be on a juice diet for 2 weeks, depending on your symptomologies, or you may be on it for 12 weeks. Or, you know, one of my clients has been on it a year. All of the foods are juiced. Everything is juiced. It's the perfect state of food. You see, when you're chewing food, you're losing 50% of your energy is going towards just breaking that food down with your mouth. But see, you can take that 50% and use that to restore your body and let the juicer do the work. Just say, geez, isn't it great? I don't have to chew my food. I've got this incredible juicer that'll actually chew the food for me into a perfect state, and all I have to do is put it in my mouth, swish it around, mix it with the alkaline buffers, which are being secreted by the salivary glands, which is sodium bicarbonate, and wow, this is now easy and fun, and it feels good. I think the most important thing that I could say to people, if you're going to, let's say, make an investment into you, into your health, because it doesn't matter how much wealth you have or how many things you acquire on this earth, it really comes down to the most important thing, at least for me, is the quality of my health. Because without health, you don't have anything. And so if I was going to make an investment in my health and my fitness, the first thing I would do is go out and buy a juicer. Because, you know, I want to conserve my energy. And if I can get a machine to chew up my food and provide an alkalizing, energizing beverage that I can just drink and I don't have to spend a lot of time masticating, I can conserve my energy, and that food, that life force energy that's coming from that food, those alkalizing minerals that are in concentration in the juice, can then go and fold into the crypts of the small intestine and literally transform into embryonic stem cells and start building my blood, and I can be restored. I believe this is probably the most important thing that one can do for their health. If you're just a beginner at this, go out and buy a juicer.